Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Indeed, in between all the beautiful music, time to turn our attention now to the environment, our focus on the environment, being green, and presented as always on a Friday by John Richards. Top of the morning, John.
Yeah, hello, and top of the morning to you. And a wet and dry and windy and cold and warm morning, you've got it all out
there. Exactly.
Yeah.
Bring it on, we need the rain.
Kamena Burano, wonderful. Just thinking of the Afrikaans translation, it's the Burafias.
I love that. Yes, that will do.
And I was just wondering if they had mosquitoes in those days. And, of course, they did have mosquitoes. They had lots of mosquitoes, as you will hear. Because I was troubled by an out-of-season mosquito recently. There's nothing worse than lying awake at night and it was... Oh, no, no. And I mused on the necessity or otherwise of these creatures in the world. Remembered the Ogden Nash couplet, God in his wisdom made the fly and then forgot to tell us why. Do not fear, we're not getting into creationism here. But I did wonder, how do mosquitoes fit into the scheme of things? Or more environmentally correctly, what about the ecology? Do mosquitoes matter? And if so, why? I'm talking to natural scientists, conservationists, people who know about biodiversity and how the world works. I always thought that we, that is us thinking, caring, middle-class science believers, we believe that all these amazingly varied species interacting and living on Darwin's celebrated Green Bank somehow fit into the grand scheme of things called natural selection or evolution. So if one of these species is under threat or nature forbid goes extinct, there will be a subtle readjustment of all the other species. And I'm sure you've heard the slogan, once it goes extinct, you can never get it back. That's true for the northern white rhino, of course. But mosquitoes are much smaller and it's complicated, as I've discovered. Very complicated. The mosquito is a very general term for a genus, or rather genera. There are 37 genera of mosquitoes. There are over 3,500 species, quite a few still undiscovered. And there are only about 200 species of mosquito only, 200 species of mosquito that account for a huge impact on humankind. 250 million people a year are infected. Over 1 million people die, many of them in Africa. The huge cost to governments, health authorities, we know all too well about malaria and its ravages here in Africa. The World Health Organization reckons that if malaria was eliminated, the GDP growth rate in sub-Saharan African economies would go up by 1.3%. Doesn't sound like much, but that would be a huge boost, running into the billions. Fewer hospital beds, more kids at school, better development, and of course productivity and jobs. So, what about this romantic notion of every creature having a vital place in nature? That may not be enough to plead the mosquito's case. It is the limitations of mosquito killing methods, not the limitations of intent, that make a world without mosquitoes unlikely. But if we did succeed in wiping them out, would the ecological bandwagon grind to a halt? Some scientists think not. What about pollination, they say? Yes, without mosquitoes, thousands of plant species would lose a group of pollinators. Adult mosquitoes depend on nectar for energy. It's only the females of some species that need a meal of blood to get the proteins necessary to lay their eggs. Some entomologists say that their pollination isn't crucial for crops on which humans depend. Janet McAllister of the American Center for Disease Control puts it succinctly. She says, if there was a benefit to having them around, we would have found a way to exploit them by now. We haven't wanted anything from mosquitoes except for them to go away. Ultimately, there seem to be few things that mosquitoes do that other organisms can't do just as well, except perhaps for one. They are lethally efficient at sucking blood from one individual and mainlining it into another, providing an ideal route for the spread of pathogenic microbes. That's the vector part of it, vectors. The ecological effect of eliminating harmful mosquitoes is that you have more people. That's the consequence. And so, while humans inadvertently drive beneficial species from tuna to corals to pelamon to the edge of extinction, their best efforts can't seriously threaten an insect with few redeeming features. They don't occupy an unassailable niche in the environment, says entomologist Joe Conlon of the American Mosquito Control Association. He's in Jacksonville. If we eradicated them tomorrow, the ecosystems where they are active will hiccup and then go on with life. something better or worse would take over. It's all a bit theoretical, I suppose, but it would be nice not to have that infuriating whine of little wings at night, you know.
Absolutely, John Richards. Mosquitoes. Can't live with them, and seemingly we can't live without them either. That was this morning's edition of Being Green, and if you'd like to listen to that fascinating talk again, then you can always go to our webpage, www.fmr.co.za, and click on podcasts, and a little later this morning, that edition of Being Green will be up on our website, and you can listen to it again at your leisure.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get Remax. Care, consciousness and commitment. At Remax, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem, skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Remax. Above the crowd.
And time for keyboard classics now. And in keyboard classics,